Let's talk to Julia Manchester right now, a staff writer for The Hill. Julia, you're on WGN in Chicago. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So turnout in Georgia was actually pretty good for a runoff election, wasn't it?
Turnout in Georgia was very good for a runoff election. Now, it wasn't as high as past election days. However, for a runoff election in the beginning of December, beginning of the holiday season, we saw that voters did actually make a concerted effort to go out and vote, not only on election day, but also before election day. We saw a number, millions of voters come out an early vote, and that is critical for Democrats, especially in a state like Georgia. And now, the Wednesday after the election, after Herschel Walker's loss, a lot of Republicans are saying we have to stop demonizing early voting and early mail-in voting, saying that this is going to have to change as part of their strategy.
And maybe just stop running as which Republican leader said it? Was it McConnell? Stop running bad candidates. There was opportunity here. Herschel Walker was a flawed candidate. Was this more about Raphael Warnock winning or Herschel Walker losing?
I think it was a little bit of both. Look, Raphael Warnock ran a very good campaign. He is a very strong candidate, relatively popular in Georgia. Herschel Walker did not run a good campaign, and he's not a good candidate. He was dealing with a lot of these scandals, especially about abortion, during a year when abortion is such a big news story, a news story that Democrats are going on the offense about, and it really seemed to be a distraction. So I think it was a little bit of both, but you're absolutely right. We saw this story repeated across the country, or this was a repeating of that story we saw on Election Day. Doug Mastriano in Pennsylvania, for example, Mehmet Oz in Pennsylvania, Blake Masters in Arizona, these candidates that just didn't really fit the bill to run in a swing state.
We saw a version of that here in Illinois, though we didn't have a hotly contested Senate race. We did have a gubernatorial race, and it's the wrong candidate and maybe the wrong message, too. It did seem that the threat to democracy about election integrity was important to people. At least it was in Illinois.
Yeah, that was a message. There was also the message about abortion access. Look, a lot of us in the media, including myself, were skeptical that that would be a salient campaign issue, but it ended up playing a huge role, according to exit polls in states like Pennsylvania. I have yet to see exit polls from, indefinite exit polls from Georgia, but I imagine it played a role there as well. Also looking at Herschel Walker's message in particular, it seemed that at the end of the day, he was very much trying to position himself as someone who wouldn't be a rubber stamp for the Biden agenda. It was sort of, vote for me because I'm not, going to be a rubber stamp for Joe Biden. And that really didn't do it for voters, really. You have to be able to differentiate yourself. You have to be able to, talk about what you would do, your policies. And it seems that in the final days of this runoff, you saw Herschel Walker saying that he would appear in these, interviews with sitting senators like Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham, sort of an effort to make him seem, presidential or senatorial, if you will. And it just didn't really seem to pay off. I think voters were more interested in hearing about those issues we just talked about.
It's hard to imagine Herschel Walker as a Senate leader or as an independent thinker about legislative ideas in the Senate. I know that sounds terribly judgmental, but that was just my view of him and his candidacy from afar. And yet, how close was it? I mean, just think about that. Maybe Republicans can take some solace in the fact that Herschel Walker, as a kind of token candidate, almost won the damn thing. So maybe there are more Republican votes out there if they would just figure out who to run.
Run. And also, I think Democrats need to remember this going into 2024. President Biden is not popular. And I don't think these midterm elections were necessarily a mandate for his administration. Americans are still frustrated about inflation. They're frustrated about the situation at the southern border. They're frustrated about these kitchen table issues that Republican candidates did talk about, but they didn't necessarily have the right candidates talking about them. So Democrats need to, obviously they have a good message. They had a good message for this year, but they need to also work on tackling those issues, not only when it comes to lawmaking and policy, but also messaging on those issues. Because if Republicans were to find a good candidate for 2024 and that candidate was disciplined and really honed in on those issues, that could be a threat to Democrats. So, talking to Democrats today, the day after the runoff, they said the same thing. This is not necessarily, this is a great win and such, but there is still work to be done.
And Joe Biden did not appear in Georgia much. I know it was noteworthy that rather than going to Georgia, he stayed in the Northeast and had fundraisers to raise money for the campaign. But his setting foot in the Peach State probably wasn't going to do Warnock much good, was it?
It wasn't going to do him much good. And you saw that was, sort of repeated in a number of other states as well during the midterm cycle. And look, the administration appeared to be very cognizant of the fact that normally first-term president's first midterm election sees a loss for their party in, the House or the Senate. That obviously didn't happen in the Senate this year, so they were very, very careful about that. But it wasn't just Joe Biden who we didn't see on the campaign trail. We also didn't see Donald Trump, and I think you saw a concerted effort from the Walker campaign to sort of run away or keep Donald Trump at an arm's length in the final days of the runoff. We, of course, remember in 2020 and the end of 2020 and the beginning of 2021, when President Trump did campaign in Georgia in those two runoff races, one of which Raphael Warnock was running in. But he made it all about him. He made it about how the presidential election was stolen from him. Of course, that's a false claim. And he has since these midterms made it about him. He's announced he's running for president for a third time. And I'm sure Herschel Walker's campaign looked at that and said, we don't want this to be Trump 3.0 or Trump 2024 down here. We want this to be about Herschel Walker.
We're talking to Julia Manchester from The Hill. If you click on thehill.com, you'll see five takeaways from the Georgia Senate runoff. One last thing about that, then. I mean, so what is the read on Donald Trump, either nationally or in the South or in a purple state? Is it easy to read too much into Trumpism here and maybe it's flagging or what?
Well, in a state like Georgia, and I also in 2021, I covered Virginia, another southeastern state, very closely. Donald Trump is not popular, and he is politically toxic for Republican candidates running in those states. And, I'm sure this could be repeated in other swing states in the South as well. His brand is toxic in those states. And I think Georgia, of course, in Virginia, where you saw Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin keep Trump very much at a distance in the general election as well. Georgia very much solidified that fact that, his brand does not do well. Nationally, I think there are Republicans, and I have certainly in my, year, I started covering politics when President Trump, was running for president in 2016. I don't think I've ever seen more Republicans speaking out against President Trump or feeling that they can speak out against President Trump. So there is a notable shift in how Republicans view him. And I think it could be taken as a bad omen for his presidential campaign.
Yeah, although just like the last elections or any of the elections featuring Trump, who is as popular and unpopular as a politician has ever been, a lot of people still voted for Herschel Walker,
It's a good point. Yeah.
And yet it still was a very close race. Five takeaways from the Georgia Senate runoff in The Hill. We see you sometimes on News Nation, and it's good to have your voice on the radio today. Julia Manchester, staff writer at The Hill, thanks for giving us some of your time and thoughts this morning.
Thank you for having me.